Hello everybody, welcome to More Stubbly Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week I am talking about Faithless, so here we go. Faithless was founded in 1995. Jazz had its musical beginnings in hip-hop and was a rapper on the local scene of South London since the mid-1980s. Bliss and Rollo's primary interests were in electronic music. Faithless' first album, Reverence, was conceived as a mixtape with covers in many genres, escalating house, hip-hop, folk and classical music. In 2001, their third album, Outrospective, was the first to be released on major label Sony BMG and captured the dreamy synergy between Sadness and Mad Delirium, giving the rise to hit singles We Come One and a tribute to Muhammad Ali. On the 27th of November 1995, Insomnia was released as a single for their debut album, Reverence, in 2002. They performed at the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury with another nomination of the Best British Dance Act at the Brit Awards this in the same year. They won Best Dance and Best Live Act at the TMF Awards in the Netherlands in 2001. In 2004, their fourth album, No Roots, debuted at number one in the UK, conceived with a conceptual continuous piece of music in one key with strong lyrical gravitas. It featured locals from Didio, new collaborator LSK, and the late Nina Simone. Encouraged by their label, Faithless released Greatest Hits album Forever Faithless. The Greatest album hit four times platinum, and it was the best-selling dance album of 2005. A huge global tour followed the success of the album. Their fifth album, To New All Arrivals, was released in 2006. It was inspired by the uncertain features facing Sister Bliss, recently born son in Rollo's young family, exploring themes of global poverty, immigration, conflict and belonging through the concept of new arrivals. Their sixth album, The Dance, was released on the 16th of May 2010 after a four-year recording break of the band on their own label, Nate's Tunes, and it was the second in the UK album charts of the role behind the Rolling Stones. Faithless again played at the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury in 2010, as well as other festivals around the world and arenas. In 2015, Faithless released a remix under the banner of Faithless 2.0. The studio album featured contributions from biggest names in electronic music, including Avicii, Tisdio, Aaron Van Buren, Claptone and Buka Shade. After a seven-year recording hiatus, the seventh Faithless studio album was All Blessed. It was released in October 2020. The release came in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, with the themes of the album weaving around immigration, identity, empathy and lack of it. Now sadly, on the 23rd of December 2022, Maxi sadly passed away peacefully in his sleep at his home in London, England at the age of 65. 7 days later, the band's compilation Forever Faithless re-entered the UK album download chart at number 7. In January 2024, Bliss announced that Faithless was returning to the live arena after 8 years, with a group confirmed for dates, including Camp Festival in Staffordshire. In August that year, on July 2024, Faithless released the single Find A Way, which features Studio Breaks on the same day they announced the title of their upcoming 8th studio album, Champion Sound. On the 25th of April 2025, Faithless released the single Dollars and Dimes, featuring BB Rexha. And just recently, Faithless performed at the Isle of Wight Festival 2025 with remixes and tributes of Maxi Jazz. So now you know about Faithless. It's honestly so sad that Maxi Jazz is now no longer with us, but his legacy will 100% live on through the amazing music he has produced and done over the years. Like, I remember watching the performance at the Isle of Wight Festival. Obviously, I wasn't there. I watched it on TV. It was just literally emotional, like seeing him in laser lights and like them him. You can hear his voice numerous times during their set. Literally, may he rest in peace. And like I said, his legacy will live on forever. He definitely made his sister, respect to her for doing all that, because she was nervous. But 100%, she would have done Maxi Jazz proud. Join me next week as I talk even more celebrity stuff. So see you then, everybody. Goodbye for now and take care.